and we are here for our final episode of season 6 of Flipper Flicks. I'm Adam.
I'm Sam.
I'm Tim.
And what we're going to do is something we like to do for fun, which is Adam does trivia. It's a ball.
As it's in a like, ball. We had a ball, we have a ball.
Both.
I thought you meant like the trivia was a ball, like object. And I was like, I'm so confused already. But
No. Huh? We're following the season 4 format of the trivia. So when we get to it, it's going to be like a question. And then we're going to do a wordplay section.
I'm glad you reminded us because that was 2 seasons ago. So it's not and like either of us section. Would remember.
Yeah. And then a tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Do you know who's reigning champion of these?
No, I've not been tracking that.
That's a shock, actually.
Tim won last season, I think. Yeah. And then you won the season before.
I feel like at like season 10, maybe. We should see.
You guys will team up together to try and stump me.
Oh, that could be interesting. Maybe we should do that one of the seasons.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay, we'll allow you to come to one episode not prepared. It'll be the season 10 round.
Chinese fireball. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. See, it's on brand because we watched that movie this season.
Yeah.
We did. True.
But actually, so yeah, I'm going to use a lot of words. That those were all filler words, by the way.
I know. I was like, you didn't say anything right I know. There.
Next season, we are going to do Springtime with Sigourney, which Sam keeps doing from the producers.
Yeah. There's a song in there that's like Springtime. Mm-hmm. For Hitler or with Hitler and Germany? I don't know. Look it up in the producers. But anytime we say Springtime with Sigourney, I just start singing that song.
Have you seen that movie, Tim?
Mm-mm.
The whole premise is they're trying to write the worst musical ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they make more money if they don't reach their budget. Because if they make a penny of profit, they have to give their money back to the like producers. Okay. But if they don't make that, if they don't hit the budget, like if they don't make any profit, they get to pocket all that money.
Yeah.
That is the premise of the film. So they try to make the worst musical ever, you know, Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah.
So is that how it actually works, though, you think?
No idea. This was made in the 60s.
Because that would be interesting if that's why bad movies were made.
Right?
Like.
People just trying to.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty
interesting. Yeah.
But it's a Mel Brooks situation. So that's good.
Mel Brooks in the 60s. And then he remade it in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, that wasn't the version we watched.
Yeah, no, we watched the original.
Yeah.
I think it was his first film. They have a whole scene in it. Was this the one? No, that was Blazing Saddles, where they like crash like a musical.
Oh, yeah, that was Blazing Saddles.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles.
But in between, since Springtime with Sigourney, though, back to that, it is going to be launching, you know, in the spring.
Yeah.
So we're going to...
Whoa.
I know. Mind blowing.
Spoiler.
I know. So we've been doing this for a few years now, and we have this list that nobody else sees of just films that the three of us kind of just throw movies on.
Right.
Like, let's watch this movie. So what we're going to do is we're each going to pick one of them because they've been on there for...
Years
at this point. They've just gone there to die.
Yeah.
I know that Tim and Sam have been doing this where they're like, well, I was saving it for the podcast. So they put a movie on there and they just never watched it.
Yeah, it just goes in like purgatory.
So we're going to try and watch some of those.
Nice.
This is a good idea.
I like it.
But before we get to all of the quizzes, there's multiple and you'll be graded heavily on this.
Okay.
We have to do the final rankings of the season.
Oh, yeah.
So I took the average of our rankings.
Okay.
And here they are.
This is the Flipper Flicks official season 6 rankings.
Yeah. Do you want them to go from the bottom to the top or the top to the bottom?
Top to the bottom.
Bottom to top. Ah! I knew it.
All right. So coming
straight
in
the middle.
Number 8 of 16. Now, which one? Well,
you can go bottom to top.
Bottom of top. And number 16, Officer Down.
Mm.
Okay. Because you both voted it down there.
Yeah,
that's
we put it at the bottom.
You're outnumbered.
I bet I know what the next one is.
Go for it.
Magic.
Shadow in the Cloud.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks like Shadow's a little bit lower there.
And then Magic.
Yeah, that all tracks.
And here's one that I find kind of interesting is Bridesmaid at 13.
Well, none of us really like loved it, right?
Yeah,
like
we were all just kind
of. It was funny, but
yeah. So it's kind of funny. Sense. It's funny to me that that's all the way down there because, like, to most people that I know, that'd be so much higher up on their list.
That's true.
Yeah, which is weird. I mean, like, yeah, we love comedies in that fashion,
and there are hilarious scenes in that.
Yeah, there really are. But I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It ended up in all of our flip offs.
Yeah.
There were better movies this season.
There were better movies.
Yeah. In its defense, it's fighting against Harry Potter at one point.
That's true.
Yeah.
That being said, at 12 is Leon the Professional.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
11, A Choice of Weapons. Story of Gordon Parks. I did not write the whole thing. I was being lazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At 10, Why Don't You Play in Hell?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a feeling that you both will forget that title in the next 20 minutes.
Could be.
It's just like a weird, people don't say that.
It's also a weird title for the movie. So
yeah,
it is. Yeah.
And then in 9, we're going down under to The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
Wrong down under, but we're still going south of the equator.
Yeah.
8, Knock Knock, Who's There? Batista. That too. I mean, he's the size of a cabin, so it kind of works.
There you go.
7 is Musashi. Oh, Samurai 1, Musashi Miyamoto. Sam got me all 3 of them for Christmas.
Yeah.
Nice. Still need to watch 2 and 3, but
yeah.
It's on my list. She got me the fancy Criterion collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 6 is a classic for Tim and Sam. Hidalgo.
Hidalgo.
So I always want to put like Hild.
Hildalgo?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think I know why. Like Hilda.
Oh, Hilda.
Yeah, like the go part of it is kind of like, huh?
I know. I was really disappointed with this next one falling in 5th and not 6th because it's The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah. We were so close. So close. We should have rigged it.
I know.
Yeah, we should have.
4th is Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Okay. And then do you know the final 3?
We have Whiplash, Van Helsing, and something. Harry Potter left?
Harry Potter.
Yeah. What do you think is in 3rd?
Whiplash. Van Helsing?
Harry Potter.
Oh.
Man, that was going to be my first guess.
I just like how you both said it different. Then 2 is Van Helsing.
Okay.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So Whiplash takes the cake.
Whiplash reigns supreme. Fuck yeah.
I mean, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I think Tim, you and I like ranked it 3rd or something. And Sam
it's
had
third
it 1.
On mine. 3rd yeah. on yours and hers is 1st. Yeah.
Yeah. It just weighed
her. So heavily.
Yeah. What was funny was those 3 were pretty close together in their averages.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because looking at it, I'm the reason that Harry Potter's lower.
Yep. And then Sam's the reason Van Helsing's not as high, even though it's still kind of high.
Yeah.
So, all makes sense.
Nice.
All right.
I like to see a good movie reign supreme.
Whatever, Bachelor.
Well, but then that also kind of makes sense why, like, something...
Like Bridesmaids?
Or, like, Bridesmaids is further down, because it's like, comedies are great, but, like...
Have you ever seen a symbol...
Can only get so far.
Have you seen a symbol thrown at a man?
Right?
A chair? Symbol? Yeah. You know, all sorts of shit.
I know.
It's a very different vibe than Bridesmaids, so I get it.
I know. All right, so we'll get to the questions now.
All right.
So the format of these questions are, basically I have an easy question for each of them, a medium and a hard one in this first section.
Nice.
And I've already assigned each of you one of those.
Okay.
Who would like to go first?
Sam.
Sam's okay. Going first. Do you want your easy, medium, or hard?
My hard question.
Good
call.
Who did they try to say Sasaki is the Japanese version of in Why Don't You Play in Hell?
Oh, Bruce Lee?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. Good call. I was trying to remember.
Before you said the title name, I was like, I don't even know who that character is. Like, right. I couldn't tell you.
All right, Tim. Which one do you want?
Give me my medium question.
Oh, nice.
What dragon did Harry fight in Harry Potter 4, The Goblet of Fire?
Oh shit, which one was that? Was it the horntail?
It was.
Nice. Yeah.
Do you know what country it's from? I'll give you a hint. It's alliterative.
Is it
It's an alliteration.
Only thing I can think of right now is Norwegian, but
that's the Ridgeback. Hungarian horntail. I'm gonna still
Hungarian.
Because he had the horntail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Sam. Easy or hard? Easy or medium?
Medium.
What category was Shadow in the Cloud for the Flipper Flicks category?
Oh, shit.
That's the hard one.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh,
I would assume you did, Tim, because you picked it.
Yeah.
Back at it again?
She got
it.
There
you go.
I was like, what the fuck was it?
All right, Tim. Easy or hard?
Hard.
All right. In Willy's Wonderland, what is Willy's full name?
Oh, Jesus.
I'll give you a couple of the other ones. Artie Alligator and Ozzy Ostrich.
Oh, Willy's the one of the... Man, I was sitting here thinking of Nick Cage. I was like, Nick Cage? What is his...
He actually has no name in that film.
Willy, like Wombat or something like that.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer. I can't remember.
Willy Weasel.
Weasel, yeah.
When you said that question, I was like, oh shit, does he have a name that's like William Rutherford or something?
Yeah.
All right. So this is Sam's easier question.
Nice.
What is the name of the creature from the Black Lagoon? Is it, so it's easier. So you get two choices.
Okay.
Is it the Gill Man or the creature?
I think it's the Gill Man.
That is correct.
Because I made fun of that. Because I was like, why is it called the Gill Man?
Right.
All right. And since we've talked about bridesmaids so much.
Ooh, Tim gets bridesmaids?
Oh, God.
Nice. You got this.
This one's going to be a little harder, I just realized.
Is this supposed to be his easy question?
It is because it's a 50-50.
Oh, okay.
I'll ask you this one, and if it kind of goes sour, I'll ask you a different one. Who got married in Bridesmaids? Was it Helen or Lillian? I.e., which one is Maya Rudolph? Which one is her character?
Yeah. Lillian.
Correct.
Nice.
Here was his makeup question. What was the daily trend that Sam, what caused Sam to pick this movie?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get that one.
Diarrhea plane.
Yeah, I was like, it's memorable. If that's you were the one that picked it. Yeah.
All right. So this next section, we do wordplay in the sense like I created a fake wordplay that would have given the outcome of these films that we watched this season.
Okay.
Okay.
Since Sam, you went first last time, we'll give Tim the first.
Nice.
Easy, medium, or hard?
Easy.
Wolf plus grenade.
Officer down? I don't know. What am I doing?
Yeah, no, you were guessing. Is that your final guess?
Guessing himself.
Am I guessing a movie that we watched based that on would have wordplay?
Like it would have had a wolf and a grenade in it.
Oh, Van Helsing.
Correct.
I first thought it was just Officer Down because it sounded ridiculous.
Well, what was funny was I was like, shit, was there a wolf? Because there was like the lion
dude. I had to think about it.
And like the bird, Sam?
That seemed plausible for what it's worth.
Easy, medium, hard. Go.
Hard.
Carnival and gangster.
From this season?
Yeah.
Carnival,
maybe festival.
I feel like I know what it is. I have a guess, but.
Watch something with a gangster in it?
Yes.
A choice of weapons?
Correct.
Ugh.
That one was very difficult.
All I could think was Nightmare Alley, and I'm like, we didn't watch that this season.
I was thinking, why don't you play in hell?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There were mob, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had written, I was like, camera. I'm like, this is supposed to be a hard one. I cannot literally write the word camera. Anybody would be able to guess that from this.
I don't know. Camera and gangster could have also given you, why don't you play in hell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult.
All right. So, Tim,
mm-hmm.
easy or, no, you did your easy. Medium or hard?
Medium.
Beanie, like the thing you wear on your head, and assassin.
Leon.
Correct.
Nice.
Look at Tim. All right, Sam, medium or easy?
Medium.
Telepathy plus cop.
Officer down.
All right, Tim, this is your hard one.
Yeah.
Pitchfork in bathtub.
Oh, Harry Potter. No?
There is there a pitchfork in Harry Potter?
There's definitely a bathtub.
There's definitely a bathtub.
There's a big old bathtub. I don't know about pitchfork though. I don't know. That's my final answer. That's probably not it. It's Knock at the Cabin.
Correct.
Ah, good call.
I had to think about it for a second. I was like, wait.
You ready for Sam's super easy question? That's equivalent to Tim's wolf and grenade.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard probably.
Horse.
Horse.
Oh my gosh.
Hidalgo.
In desert.
Okay. Thank goodness.
All right. So we're going to go into the quotes. Sam has 1 point up on Tim.
Here's where I lose it.
Here's where she loses it.
I don't think so.
All right. So the first two that I'm going to ask are relative to just remember everything we watched this season.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I may have started a money fire. I repeat. Anything we watched, including the bonus episodes.
I know exactly what it includes.
Bonus episodes.
It includes bonus episodes.
There were three this season.
Bonus. There were three bonus episodes? Jesus.
Or two. Yeah.
There was Willy's Wonderland. For a specific holiday.
I may have started a money fire.
It's Always Sunny based on you two's reaction. Yes. I was like, it's not Willy's Wonderland. What was our other bonus?
Episode 200.
Oh, okay. Which was totally different. Okay. Nice.
All right, Tim's. Mm-hmm. No one can understand me anyway. Doobie doo.
Yeah, a Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just wanted to find a way to include those.
I like it.
Yeah, the doobie. I love that scene.
All right. So Sam, you're up next. You want your easy one or your harder one?
My hard one.
There was never me, only us.
Wow, that's so deep. What the fuck would that have been from? Oh my god. Shit. You can steal it if you want, Tim, if you actually think.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
What the fuck would that have been? I'm thinking of, like, this is not it because we didn't watch anything. Like, that sounds like a romantic quote. So I'm like, I don't think we watched anything that would have had that. So I feel like it's some sort of deep quote. I'm going to say, why don't you play in hell? But I don't think that's what it is.
We're going to pause. I'll give you the second part.
Okay.
Schmucko.
That doesn't help.
Schmucko, us is only you. Who would say schmucko?
I have no idea.
Okay, you give up?
Yeah.
Magic.
Oh. Yeah, see the tone I was taking that quote was like not going to be magic, yeah. But yes. God, I forgot we watched that movie.
Now that I think about it. Yeah, I know. I know. That didn't even register to me.
Right.
I know. That one was like, I was looking for quotes and it was either like this long paragraph or I was like, there was never me, only us. I was like, that works.
Yeah. And I know you just told us multiple times all the movies that we watched, but I was like, fuck magic.
That is also why I did the movies first, the
Smart.
Rankings.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tim, I'm going to give you your harder one first.
All right.
Cut off the past. You are a new man, reborn as it were. Break free from the past. Another deep quote.
I think I know this one. But I feel like it could be multiple movies, so maybe not.
Officer Down?
Samurai.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Did you bleep out his name? Does he say like his new name in there?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
It was like Takajo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and we're going to remove that name. Because if I say Takajo, that's kind of it's one of the three movies in Japan that Adam picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, your easier question. Pay attention. I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
Long live the king.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to be really upset if that wasn't it.
That was wrong.
The Lion King,
yeah. Now, do you know the character who said it?
Oh, come on. That's easy.
It sounds easier than it is.
I don't know his name.
It's not him.
The guy that was sassy? Oh.
No, it was Dr. Emma Russell.
It's the doctor guy, yeah.
Dr. Girl.
Like the...
The Japanese guy.
No. It was the mom.
Oh, what? Yeah, you're right. Well, did he not say it when he went down there and touched him?
He says something different, but similar, yeah.
See, because
I picture him, he was touching him, and he says like "Long live the king," and that's he says
"Goodbye, friend."
True, you're right.
Yeah, "Long live the king" is when she like does the manta stuff.
Oh, see here, yeah. I thought it would be like that sassy guy talking, and he says it like sarcastically or something.
Yeah.
All right, Tim's easier one. Are you ready?
Zilla.
Not quite my tempo.
Whiplash.
So easy. Oh, man.
All right, so Sam won by 1 point.
Wow.
But we can tiebreaker the tiebreaker to the tiebreaker. Let's see if Tim can get it. What city does The Sixth Sense take place in?
That's hard.
Yeah. I want to stay in New York, but I don't think that's it.
Hey, here's the hint. All of M. Night Shyamalan's films, up until a certain point, took place in this city.
Really?
Because he's a Philadelphia boy.
I was going to say Pittsburgh, but...
I was going to say Boston. Well,
aren't they in the same city? How can one state have two cities?
How can it? Yeah.
All right, let's go to Harrisburg. How?
Oh, that's such a classic.
Yeah, I know. And then for the other one was, what is... No, that's not a good question. I was going to ask you, what is the third Thanksgiving special that we watched?
Oh, asking me?
Both. Do you not know?
It was Always Sunny, Parks and Rec, and Friends.
Oh.
Bingo.
I was like, it wasn't Bob's Burgers. I couldn't remember
for a second. I had to like think back.
I know. I'm like sitting here. I'm like, come on, guys.
This should be an easier one.
Yeah, it should be.
I was like, it was so easy. I'm like, come on, guys.
See, that just goes back to the point of like, if it's forgettable, like, right. We just clear it out of our brains.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got this week.
Nice. You did good. You did good.
Thank you.
Thanks for being our trivia master.
Yeah, I like to do it. Even though we just did like 200 episode thingy-ma-jig.
So what?
Who cares?
Yeah. All right, so Springtime with Sigourney coming mid-March?
Mid-March. Woo, mid-March.
And before that, we'll just be working our way through the backlog of our potential flicks.
Yeah. And maybe take a couple weeks off for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, we made it. You made it. I made it. We're all here at the end of a great episode of Flipper Flicks. I hope you enjoyed that. Please let us know what your thoughts are. Like anything you want to just talk about on Instagram or Threads. That's kind of where we're at these days. You can also go to our website and give us some recommendations. We're always looking for more, you know. We want to go on a ride with you sometimes. And like, if we can't do that, if you don't give us any recommendations. So like, please hit us up on our website. That is flipperflicks.com. Very easy to find. At least I think it is. Make sure to like, subscribe, review us on whatever podcasting platform you're on. It could be Apple Podcasts. It could be Spotify, Good Pods, whatever you're on. Please hit us up there. Subscribing will let you know when our episodes are coming out, even though they always do seem to come out at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays. So we will catch you next week and take another trip. See you then.